There's no way to be a perfect parent, but there's a million ways to be a really great one.
You're listening to Focus on the Family, and that was our guest on the program yesterday. I love that quote because it takes some of the pressure off of us as parents that there are no perfect parents. We don't have to measure up to an impossible standard. But at the same time, there's a call to do what we can do to be the best parents we can be. I'm Alison Schnell, and your host is Focus CEO Graham Schnell. Graham, we aired the first part of a discussion with Corinne Creer yesterday, and I'm looking forward to the second part today.
Yeah, this is going to be really practical for parents, especially if you have young kids. But I do want to say, while we want to offer ideas and practical tools, the heart is not to add a long list of things that you have to do to be that perfect parent. So encouragement to listen in from that perspective. Mm.
Okay, well, with that in mind, let's go now to that conversation with Corinne Creer.
Well, it's so great to have Corinne Creer with us on Focus on the Family. Corinne is an occupational therapist, and she's worked with kids for more than 10 years. And she's the author and developer of the Mama Mia app, which we spoke a little bit about last time. And we had a great conversation last time, speaking about the importance of play in a child's life, developmentally, but also in the context of your relationship with your child, when you can engage in their world. And we started on a list of play principles last time. And we got through utilizing your child's interest and playing on your child's level. And we want to pick up and carry on with some of those play principles. But as a quick recap, Corinne, once again, welcome to Focus on the Family. Would you just go over those couple of principles, utilizing your child's interest and then playing on your child's level?
Thanks, Graham, and thank you for having me. It's such a privilege. So just to recap, focusing on your child's or utilizing your child's interest is really being in the moment and observing your child, you know, what they love to do, what is their interest, what are they naturally drawn to, and using those activities in play. Yeah. And then the second one that we touched on actually has a dual meaning. Meaning one is actually to play on your child's eye level. You know, don't be afraid of the floor. Go down, sit on the floor, and really engage in the child's world. And then the second one that goes with that is playing on their developmental level, making sure that when you bring an activity to your child, that it is on their developmental level so that they don't feel either bored with the activity or feel that it's overwhelming for them.
Sure. And again, Corinne, you've put together this Mama Mia app, and the whole purpose of that app is to help moms, particularly, and dads, families, with the tools and with the information and with videos and articles and activity guides on how to play on our child's level and know what kinds of activities are going to be good for them. So I will speak as we go a little bit more about the app and just how powerful that can be. But the third play principle that I think is quite incredible is this idea of playing with purpose. And that has a lot to do with, I guess, planning and intentionality.
Yes, play is so much more than just play. And I said it the previous time as well. When we play, we really need to think bigger than just keeping our child busy or doing something for fun. Mm. Those are important. But playing with a real purpose is what makes play exceptional. It makes play go to a level of greatness. And that's what we want. We want to maximize the time that we play with our children, because when our time is so precious, and most of the time, especially for working parents, their time is so limited. Mm. So when they play, they want to be effective in that play. Mm. It's not just something that they do. It must be purposeful. And that's what this third principle is all about, playing with a purpose. So, yeah, you're absolutely right when you say it's about planning. So if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That's the saying, right? Yes. So planning activity is really important. And I'm going to take you through a few steps just to guide you in how to actually plan activity. And it's not difficult. Like you said, Graham, you just have to be intentional. Just think it through. Take 2 minutes and just think through what I'm going to present my child with in terms of play. Mm. So we want to integrate both the first two principles, both, you know, utilizing my child's interest and really developing a specific skill. Mm. When you bring an activity to your child, it's important to keep in mind, what do I want to accomplish with that activity? What skill do I want to develop? Do I want to develop fine motor skills, or is it a gross motor activity? Is it, maybe it's a sensory activity, and I need to really focus on incorporating that sensory aspect of that activity. So I think the first step is just remember what is your child's interest. So just keep that in the back of your head, and then choose something that you want to develop. So why do we do that? Why do we choose something to develop? Because you know your child is maybe struggling with something. Kids also, they have preference. Some children love indoor activities. They love sitting on the carpet and doing a fine motor activity like pegboard or building a puzzle or coloring. Mm. Other kids love to play outdoors, kicking a ball, throwing, doing running, jumping on the trampoline. Children are different. So if your child is like more outdoor child, then they will actually miss out on opportunities to develop those fine motor skills. You might not even realize it, but just think about your child and what they love to do, because their preference will sometimes mean that they are neglecting some other skill because they are just working towards or playing towards this interest that they have, or the skill that they are actually naturally good at. But we need to develop a child holistically, so we really need to develop all of those skills. I just want to mention the skills that we are actually addressing in the app.
That would be great.
Parents can just expand their awareness of all of the things that you can actually develop in your child. So most of us know about fine motor skills, so developing, you know, those finger muscles. But also important to remember that fine motor skills also involves your eye muscles. Eye muscles are also a fine motor muscle, and also like little toe muscles. All of your finer, smaller muscles in your body is called fine motor development. So it's not just located in the hands. So it's not, you know, only in the hands. And then gross motor or gross motor skills, you know, also a very familiar one, developing all of the bigger muscle groups, and that you do with running and kicking and throwing and
monkey bars. I know our kids loved playing on the monkey bars.
Absolutely. And it also incorporates things like balance and endurance, you know, things that we don't necessarily connect with gross motor development. Okay, and then the third one is sensory processing. So that's the way our child perceives the world through their senses. So seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, all of those senses. And then usually we know about five senses, but we actually have seven senses. And the other two is your movement, like vestibular movement. When the child is on the swing and they may be turning or moving forward and backwards, that's also a sense.
Sure.
You know, perceiving your world through movement.
Yeah.
And then the other one we call proprioception. So that's deep pressure. So when you're doing a handstand or pressing against the wall, or when you, what we like to do in our house is do a pancake roll. So I take a big ball and I roll it over my children just for that deep touch input. That's also a sense. It's called proprioception.
Sure.
So it's so important to just keep in mind that your child doesn't only perceive the world through one or two senses. Make them aware that they use all seven senses to perceive the environment.
Sure.
And then there's cognitive development, so that's brain development in terms of reasoning, problem solving, memory, all of those things. Then we've got communication skills, vocabulary, interaction, listening skills, comprehension, learning about verbal and nonverbal cues and expressions, tone of voice, all of those things are compacted into communication. And then we have emotional development, understanding what I feel and how to react to those emotions. And then we also have something called self-help. So just teaching my child how to help himself. And that includes like grooming activities, bathing, dressing, brushing my teeth. All of those are self-help activities, even eating. We have to teach our children to be independent in all of those self-help activities.
Sure.
So all of this is included in the app. So if you do the app, obviously, we will touch on all of these elements, and you will know that I am actually developing my child holistically. To come back to playing with a purpose, we need to take the child's interest and then choose something that we want to develop. Are we going to work on communication today? What is my child struggling with? Is it maybe gross motor skills, or is it the emotional component? Or do I need to help them today to dress themselves, put on their pants, tie their shoes? And how can I use that in a game? How can I make that activity fun? Mm. So creativity is such a big part of playing with a purpose.
Yeah.
We have the goal in mind, we know what the interest is, and now we have to just color it in with lots of creativity. And the more fun it is, obviously, the more engaging it will be for your child. So go through those steps. Use your child's interest. Choose a developmental milestone. It doesn't have to be one. It's actually good to integrate like more than one. If you play a gross motor activity outside, also include listening skills, you know, giving instructions or talking to them about what are they doing and let them express themselves. So you can incorporate so many elements into one activity. Yeah. And then choose obviously something that is fun and engaging for them to do.
That's interesting. We spoke about, you know, right up front, the utilizing your child's interests. And then you said, but, you know, sometimes your child can lean one way, which means they're neglecting another skill. So now it's trying to play to their interests, but maybe it's, you know, maybe they have to come indoors to do this. Or maybe you can get the fine motor skills developed through an outdoor play activity that's still in line with their interests. That's what you're saying. Hey,
how,
trying to balance that.
Yes, yes.
But it all takes intentionality and
of course,
takes the plan.
So if, for example, let's make it practical. If your child loves outdoor activities, but they don't like to do indoor activities like fine motor skills, do like a obstacle course where they are playing outside, but every station that they have to go through will maybe incorporate some or other fine motor element. So then they do a gross motor like running or hitting a ball or going through some or other obstacle, climbing through things. And then when they reach the platform or they climb through or underneath the table, then they quickly have to do a puzzle or pick out little Fruit Loops from a bowl of rice. And, you know, we have to make things interesting because maybe your child doesn't like to do a pegboard activity, but they sure will love to, like, pick out little things that they can
Especially eat.
So can pick them out. And that's a fine motor activity. We just need
Preferably not dog pellets.
So, yeah, we just need to think a little bit creative. But the app will help you to think creative because those are all of the things that we've included.
And is there space for spontaneity and just fun? Because, again, we come back to, you know, the deeper purpose behind all of this is connection. And even if you haven't necessarily figured out what is the exact skill I'm trying to train, just having that connection and fun. You're likely going to be hitting something along the way if you're having fun with your child, I'm sure.
Yeah, you are. Of course. I mean, and that's the fun part about children. They will bring the fun. As long as you are willing to just play along with them.
Yeah.
Kids love engaging with their parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, the second you get engaged with them and just play and enjoy what they are enjoying, you know, they will include you and they will just enjoy this time with you. Mm. So, yeah, just go for it. If you forget everything, again, I'm saying it. We talked about it last time as well. Just engage, connect, love them, tell them how much you love them and just be in the moment with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, we kind of keep coming back to this. We want to share principles. We want parents to have a plan, to be intentional, to do the hard work of parenting because it has such an impact on the child. But we also want to heap on loads of grace and recognize it's hard and we're busy as parents and we won't always get everything right. And we spoke last time about perfectionism is something we can't aim at. But connection is the most important. Shower our kids with love, engage with them. But certainly if we've got a plan, we can have more impact in terms of their development. The next one is the structured versus incidental play. I explain that. What does that mean?
Okay, so this one is one of my favorite principles. And the reason being is I had to use it so much with Mia. Okay. So Mia is a very strong-willed child. And if I tell her to do this activity, she will just not do it because I told her not to do it. I told her to do it.
Yeah.
And that's just the way she is. So I had to be very creative in our home to get her to do what I wanted her to do. And I think, you know, you are hitting the great parent, Mark, if you can get your child to do what you want to do. I mean, that is just like out there. We usually don't get that right. You know, when we tell them to do something, they just go and do the opposite. And that's just how kids are. They love testing the boundaries, and it's kind of their job to do that. So it's okay.
Yeah.
But this principle will really help you to engage your child in a way that they will think that they are actually the ones giving permission to join the activity. So structured play means that I've got my activity, I've got my plan, I'm playing with a purpose, I know what I want to achieve with this activity, all right? Incidental play means that you invite the child to play with you, but they are actually feeling that they are giving their own permission. So they feel that they are making the choice in joining their activity. It's not that you are telling them or instructing them, do this and do it this way and so on. So the way that I do it is by incidental play.
Yeah.
So I will play the activity.
On your own?
On my own. Yeah. I will prepare something and then I will go and sit on the floor. I won't even call Mia. And I will start playing this game, whatever I'm bringing to the table for her to do. So I will start playing, and then she's like, Mom, what are you doing? And then I'm playing. And then what will she do? She will come and join me out of her own choice. Even thinking about activities like dressing, it's such a hard thing to do in the morning because you just want your child to get dressed. And they don't want to get dressed. They want to go to school in their pajamas every single day. I just know how that goes. And giving them a choice, just being clever about the way that you present it, just saying, you can dress anywhere you like in the house today. Where do you want to get dressed? Do you want to get dressed in the bathroom, in your room, in the kitchen, or outside on the grass? You can decide where you want to get dressed. What does the child experience? They're experiencing, my opinion is valuable. My choice is heard.
And I've got a level of control.
I've got, you know, my choices are important. And the parent actually gets the job done. All I want is my child to get dressed. So we need to be very clever because it will limit conflict in our households. And the same with play. So use incidental play when bringing activities to your child. You start the play, and they will just join automatically. You don't even need to give them an instruction. They will see what you are doing, and they will just copy because that's what kids do. They copy what they see us do. So you can just go on and play, and the second they get engaged, you can just go on and smile, and you've won your child over for a brilliant, planned, structured activity without actually telling them what to do.
And I think this is so powerful, particularly with, and you mentioned it, the strong-willed child. Because with some kids, you know, they're very compliant. So they're just, they're there for the party. So, you know, you say, let's go and play, and they're there, they're up for it. But then there's the other temperament styles that say, no, you know, I'm not going to do it because you told me. I want to have that control. So it does play into the different children. And so that's a great one, I think, particularly for the strong-willed child. All right, so we've covered four. The last one is being aware of overstimulation. That's interesting. What does that mean? So we can actually do too much.
Absolutely. Yes, 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 yes. I want to emphasize that. We can do too much. You know, especially for me as an occupational therapist, I've got this whole brain full of ideas that's exploding out of my mind all the time. And I want to do all of them with Mia. And I shouldn't. I shouldn't, because our children, especially babies and toddlers, they have a very limited attention span. And you can overstimulate them. You can bring too much noise into their world, too much. The expectation on them is too high. And we shouldn't put too high of an expectation on our children. So usually my guideline for play, set a time aside for play during the day. It doesn't have to be all day. Again, we're coming back to the expectation of the parent. You don't have to play all day with your child to really develop them optimally. If you're a stay-home mom or a stay-home dad, you know, make little increments of play, half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the afternoon, half an hour before bedtime. Play with them in the little sections. It's so important for our children to also learn to play on their own. So don't ever feel guilty about encouraging your child to play on their own.
Yeah.
They need that separation time, play in my room, quiet time. It helps them to, not when they're older, to come to you and say, "Mom, I'm bored. Like, that's not my problem if you're bored.
Mm.
You know, you have to be creative and find your own thing to do.
Yeah.
When I've made time for you to play, I've made time for you to play with you.
Mm.
We need to work against filling our children's lives with our input. They also need to discover their own input and be okay with free play and just being on their own and reading a book and all of those things. And then something that I find very helpful for my children, especially in our home, is I give a 5-minute warning when I see that, okay, it's almost time for our playtime to be finished.
Mm.
I give a 5-minute warning to say, we've got 5 more minutes of play, and then we're going to back up. This is so important because children don't like to stop play abruptly. Even us, we don't like to stop an activity, like just stop it and then we have to do something else. We need to be prepared to close and finish what we are doing and feel that, okay, now this is completed.
Yeah.
So be gracious with your child as well. If it's time for bath, don't just say, okay, get up, stop what you're doing, go to the bath. Just tell them, you've got 5 more minutes of play and then it's time to go to the bath. Then they also know they're prepared. Again, it makes your life easier and you might have less of tantrums and meltdowns and stuff like that if you just prepare them in advance for moving from one activity to the next.
Yeah. Corinne, we are almost out of time. We've got to wrap up. But the slogan for Mamma Mia, which is the app we'll be speaking about, and again, so much practical advice and encouragement and activities there to help particularly or parents of young kids. The slogan is developing the genius within. And I love that you speak about the fact that God created our children with everything they need to develop and reach their full potential already inside them. And to me, that's so biblical. I think of Psalm 139, you knit me together in my mother's womb, and we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so we all start with that in the womb, but then when we are born, then it becomes something of the parents' responsibility to keep that momentum. And I think you've done a fantastic job with this app and helping parents. And we've tried to balance, I think, this broadcast by sharing the practical and the encouragement that there is so much that we need to do. There is a responsibility on us as parents to develop the greatness that is within these kids, but that we're not alone. And that there is so much grace for us if our primary objective is to connect with our kids. But speak just as we wrap up to that aspect of relying on the Holy Spirit, as well as obviously all the information and the expertise that have come into even the app, but just hearing that still quiet voice from God as well.
Graham, I think that for me is something so personal. If we really want to bring out the greatness in motherhood or in parenthood, we need to spend time in the throne room. We need to connect with Holy Spirit and get those downloads of what I need for today. Now asking God, what is on your agenda for today? And how can I be a part of it? What do you want to accomplish with my child today? And how can you use me as an instrument to just flow through me towards what you need my child to reach today, accomplish today, or to invest in my child today? So never forget that you are the instrument.
Yeah.
And you can't be an instrument if you don't take time to go and sit with the Lord and hear from him what you need to deposit today.
Yeah.
And we get on a guilt trip, moms.
Yeah.
We don't even want to give ourselves permission to take time for ourselves. We feel guilty about taking alone time, you know, mom time, me time, time with the Lord, because we are so committed to raising this child.
Yeah.
And that is such a lie of the enemy. Know today that you must, it's a non-negotiable that you as a parent should take time alone with God, away from the kids, to be with God and to really get those valuable impartations that you need to deliver for that day. And then you do just that. I mean, don't put too much on yourself as a parent. God has put everything in you, just like He put everything in your child, for you to reach full potential, to be the best parent that you can be. Trust Him that He will release those deposits when the time comes. But go and get filled up with Holy Spirit in the morning, because you can't go without Him, and really excel in creating an atmosphere in your home that is filled with the fragrance of the Lord.
Hmm. Oh, awesome. Well, that's a great place to end, with hope and with encouragement for moms. Corinne, thank you so much for being with us on Focus. It's been such a privilege to have you, and thank you for creating this app and giving so much of your expertise, but so many wonderful guidelines and tools and activities for parents to utilize in their parenting, so that they can be the best parents they can be and raise those kids in a way that brings honor and glory to God. Thank you.
What a powerful question to ask God. What is on your agenda for today with regards to the parenting of these little humans that we are stewarding? And a great admonition to moms, to take time to be in His presence so that we can be the instrument He can use to deposit what He wants to deposit in the lives of our kids. Corinne has done a phenomenal job with the app she created called Mama Mia, spelled M-O-M-M-A, and then the next word, Mia, M-I-A. The app is available in the Apple and Google Play Store and contains activity programs that grows and develops with each child. There are hundreds of activities from birth to 3 years, and short video clips that guide parents to play, connect, and develop their child through each activity. And if you put in the word FOCUS as a voucher code, you'll get a 10% discount. That's available for the next 30 days. And then we have an ebook written by Corinne and entitled Secrets to Purposeful Play. We're making that freely available, and you'll find it on our website at safamily.co.za. For Focus on the Family Africa, I'm Alison Schnell, inviting you to tune in next time when we'll once again help you and your family thrive in Christ.